Om Shanti, good morning. How wonderful you are all here so quickly after breakfast. Just to be together and dive into the experience of being a bestower, writing to Baba, writing to yourself, and feel more and more what it is to be a bestower. And today we want to go deeper in the thing that Baba, the one, the Father, who belongs to everyone. So special, isn't it? Belongs to everyone. No one is left out by him. And so we can become that too. And I'd like to share first a bit about myself, how I'm already a bit practicing this. And it was many years ago that the brother from the tow leaf, Dinesh Bhai from Pandavavan, he shared that he was really every day taking time in Amrit Vela to give Sakash to all the planets. All the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything in the whole universe. And he really inspired me. So after I have filled myself in Amrit Vela completely, the last 15 minutes every day for many years now, I set myself on a subtle throne and I bestow the whole universe. And then I go to planet Earth and I just start with Africa always and just go around Africa and I give this spray of rose water from Baba. I spray it everywhere. And of the parts I know where is war, like in Sudan or in Israel or in Myanmar, wherever around the world, I spray extra. And I really feel it's for me, the soul, it's so special to do this because what's happening inside is that I really become used to being this bestower like Baba. It's not only of someone else in the Yakya, or it's only Baba who can do this, but I really have the ability and I feel very comfortable by bestowing all the souls of the whole wild world. And it's a pleasure. Every day I enjoy it. It's like meeting friends and being in their company with the rose water of Baba. So this is my experience, and Sister Ella will also share a little bit of her experience.
Thank you, Petra. Actually, I want to ask you something before that. I know that you are very much into journaling. So what do you like... See, what are the benefits of the journaling?
I think I love really very much to be a little bit romantic with him. And when I start writing, then I find words which connects me with him as my lover, as my very special friend, or very special sister sometimes, and just write to him or her or and bring depth in the relationship by giving words to it. So I always last thing I do before I go to sleep is writing a very little love letter.
So that is like keeping a chart for you?
Yes, but it's also really relational. Yeah, this is the relation. And then, I love you, good night. So, yeah, it's printed in my heart.
Thank you, lovely. What about you? Are you journaling every day? Who is journaling every day? Sometimes? Yes. Very good. Yeah, because I feel it also that it's like a very good way of going into the depths of myself and gyan and really make it clear for the self. And when I do journaling, you know, I like to do it actually early morning. I do at the end of the day as well, but early in the morning. And somehow things become much more clear, isn't it? Yes. Yes, like a reflecting in the mind, that's true. So, but my thoughts about this topic, Baba belongs to everyone, and somehow I love the feeling of belonging. And that creates very easily the connection to Baba. When I'm just like reminding myself that I belong to Baba, Baba belongs to me. And then when the connection is there, then there is feeling of fullness. And actually that's fullness, being like full of light, full of might, and it activates all the dormant virtues, and actually gyan also is already in the soul. So I feel that that connection to Baba, it's activating all of those. And then naturally being a bestower. So that's my take on this topic. Om Shanti.
So now we will read a part of the journal and then we will start journaling ourselves. And it's the part on page 16. It's from the Avyakmurli, 27 January 1976. And it's about Baba, the father who belongs to everyone. The pure thought should emerge in you that, as children of the bestower, you have to be instruments to give all souls their inheritance, so that no one remains deprived. No matter what others are like, they at least belong to the Father. You are children of the bestower, and so distribute with a generous heart. I think someone has not a journal. Is it right, Sophia? Can you sit next to someone who has one so you can... Yeah, here in front are souls, you can sit next to them. You are children of the Father, of the bestower, and so distribute with a generous heart. Even the souls who are stumbling around in sorrow and peacelessness are also part of your family. Can you feel it, that they are part of your family? Yeah. Page 18. Members of one's family are given cooperation. So at present, in order to become a great donor, especially allow the virtue of mercy to emerge. The virtue of mercy. Do not have any desire to take from anyone. Do not think that you will only give to them if they accept you or speak well of you. Become a master bestower and continue to bestow through your attitude, vibrations, and words. Only then will the 900,000 souls be prepared. Become unlimited bestowers and stand on the world globe and spread vibrations of unlimited service. Become great bestowers. Go into the unlimited and all limited matters will then automatically finish. Let's have a moment of silence to feel this, what Baba has said. And while being in that silence, see if there's a daddy or a dada from our Yakya family who you feel really as an example in bestowing everyone, giving every soul in the world what they need. Just imagine in your head and connect to that daddy or dada. Now take your pen and paper and write what it is in that daddy or dada that you see. What ways of bestowing has this soul for you? Okay, I want you to all stand up. And feel your feet on the ground. Stand nice and yeah. And while you're being grounded, just imagine yourself in the subtle regions. Very easily, you feel very much at home there, very light. And while being there, you meet your daddy or dada, which you were just been writing about. You just visualize them and see them in front of you, and you can exchange drishti for a while. And then let this daddy or dada tell you about your nature of bestowing, that everyone belong to you. What do they see in you of your bestowing nature? you can thank your daddy or dada with your very sweet eyes. Thank them. And maybe a little goodbye. And then you can sit again, very royally, like an angel. And experience that stage of being that bestower which your daddy or dada shared with you. Experience that stage in your whole angelic body. And then you can take your pen and paper and write your experience. Write what they told you. One more minute. Now, we want to ask you to find one other soul sitting next to you, or you walk to someone, and just exchange what was your experience, who was your daddy or dada, and what did you see, and what did they give you, what did they share with you. And one by one, just listen first, while the other is speaking, and then when it's ready, you can change. So go to someone and share. If you haven't changed yet, let the other share. Okay. Now, please take your pen and paper again. Please take your pen and paper again and start writing again. What maybe something more happened when you shared. Maybe you experienced more from this dadi or dada when you start sharing about it. And what did you hear from the other? What was quite interesting and new about or touched your heart? So write what you have gained from this conversation. And maybe you not only have words, but you also see things. You want to draw things or mind map. Please do that. Maybe you want to color with your pen and draw something beautiful, whatever. Is the feeling of becoming a bestower, is it emerging? Can you raise your hand if it's emerging? If it's happening in you? Yeah. Yes. It's really visible in the atmosphere. It's very nice. Yeah. And then today, in the Murli, there was also something about the bestower. Do you remember from the Murli what Baba said? Yeah. What was it, what he said today in the Murli about being a bestower? A charitable soul, yeah. Yeah, we were an army. Which army were we? Salvation army, yeah. Yes. So maybe write a little bit about that, connecting to what you just heard, and this from the Murli, the charitable soul, the salvation army, Baba, the bestower of salvation, and we must, the bestowers of salvation. Just write how this connects to what you have just wrote to yourself and Baba.
Thank you. And next, let's sit for 1 minute in that awareness that Baba belongs to everyone. And then let's stand up. And how would you like to express that Baba belongs to everyone? It's the awareness, it's your inner experience, but feel free to express it somehow through your body. You can move as you like. Little movement or bigger movement, just express it and stay in that awareness. Baba is not just mine. Baba belongs to the nature. Baba belongs to animal souls. Baba belongs to all human souls. It's one Baba, one world, one family. And then you can slowly finish the movement and just reflect for a moment, how am I feeling right now? Thank you. And then please take your notebook and pen. What new I experienced in this session? What was something new, new insight, new realization, new experience? And why? Why this new insight, new experience, new realization? Why it is important for me? Why this newness is important, significant to me? third question, how am I going to practice it? What is the practical things I'm gonna do in my everyday life that this new experience is becoming stronger and stronger day after day? Thank you. So then next, it would be very lovely to hear from two, maximum three souls, the newness. What is the newness, what you are taking with you when you walk out from those doors? So Petra is coming with the microphone. So who would like to share? What is the newness you are taking with you?
Em xin chia sẻ bằng tiếng Việt.
Anyone can translate?
When I share with the angel next to me. And she share about Daddy Gunza. About the big conference between main religions in the world. And one soul asked Daddy, what do you think about the soul Bin Laden, the, I don't know how to, yes, the terrorism leader, yes, yeah. yeah, Bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
So what did Daddy say?
Her answer was very impressive, and she was impressed. And Daddy Gunza's answer, may all the souls in the world can see the light of Baba. And act according to the light. Uh, At that time, everyone criticized him as a soul that caused many sorrows. So she was very impressed by her pure good wishes and pure love for everyone. Yeah, also good. And Daddy really respect each one's part and keep the pure feelings for every soul.
Thank you so much. Very beautiful. And now all of us, we need to reach the same states than Daddies and Dadas. It's time for all of us to become karmatit. The world is desperate. So one more.
Om Shanti. I'll answer the last question. What has it brought to me? You know, Baba always says in Murli, your brothers and sisters. And we listen to it so often that it's, oh yeah, he keeps repeating. But I have lived in the Gulf for 14 years. And today I said I must start meditating. For all those who are in Dubai, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, our brothers and sisters. The second thing I realized is if I do something wrong, right, since we are brothers and sisters, the soul will complain to Baba what I did. And Baba will tell me, child, you're wrong. He already once told me I complain too much, I have stopped complaining. This means I must be very careful of what I do, what I say, in the Brahmin Yagya, even outside. Thank you, sister.
Thank you, sister. And thank you for everyone. So it has been amazing to feel the vibrations, how we go deeper and deeper and deeper in the bestowing states. Because the way to become like the Father, the way to become a bestower, is actually being like the Father, being like bestower, and belonging to Baba now. And this is what we did here today, all of us, and there is the great power of gathering. So let's have the one last song, so we can have Mansa Seva, not just for Middle East, of course that is now the place where it's the newest war going on, but there are so many wars in the whole world, and all the souls, they are desperate. They want mercy. So let's sit in the awareness that Baba really belongs to everyone. Because we are so lucky.
We also belong.
Yes, we also belong. So let's sit in that awareness because we are the fortunate ones who have that direct connection to Baba. So we can be now, sit in as instruments and spread that love, light and might to everyone in the whole world. Om Shanti.